Hard times make collaborators of us all. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, our party attempted to protect the last badgers of Hunter Clan from Marcusade forces, but at a devastating cost. Tilly was captured, along with the Sword of Bronwyn, and Eyebright was killed. Redclaw and Greta find themselves floating down the river with the badgers, looking for a bright spot somewhere.
Alright, so we're back. For anybody that did not remember the last session, basically the gist of it, which you were all there for, but just to recap, you found some badgers that needed rescuing. You managed to reforge the Blade of Bronwyn. Unfortunately, it was lost when Tilly was apparently captured by the Marcusade. Your characters don't realize that yet, probably. And, Eyebright got murdered.
Eyebright's dead.
Eyebright got freaking dead. So, good times. Not the most dramatic death we've ever had in this campaign, but it'll work. So,
it was very Eyebright style, though.
Very Eyebright style. Yeah. Alright. So, we are picking up. You guys last were seen, all three of you. No, sorry, you two were floating down the river.
Yeah.
And so let's start with you two. Where do you pop out of the river?
Remind me where we were again.
You were here in Flathelm.
Okay.
You just ride the river all the way down because, like, the boat is, like, here-ish.
Actually, yeah.
Mark.
No.
So it's gonna be like a couple of days later. You guys have just been like floating on logs. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. I want you guys to mark some exhaustion, because you've been floating on logs for the last couple of days. So I'd say like mark like 2 exhaustion maybe.
Did we clear our exhaustion from last time? Or
no, because you've been floating on logs for 2 days. You might need to take a break for a little bit.
yes, I probably need to take a break because I'm at 3 exhaustion.
Yeah.
Start the session.
Do you want me to mark up my stuff in full?
Yeah.
Just full roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm at 3 exhaustion right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wash up by the boat, I guess, eventually, which is convenient, but also like yeah. Oh, the badgers are there too. Forgot about them. They're also tired. The badgers were taken to Flathelm, but if you remember, Flathelm was no longer safe for them. So I'm going to say the badgers decided to float along with them, and they're just like, alright, we're going to try to... I guess they probably split off with you around this bridge area. Which I guess you could stop there and then go by land for the rest of the way.
Alright.
But okay, so they stop there and they say they're basically going to like try to sneak back to like Tonnery through the woods so they can get to their like source to escape. Yeah.
Bye.
Star Thistle nods and basically is like, thank you for your help, even if it did not succeed. And then just like he gives you the silver and said, you tried. So you guys got 10
they
silver?
They lost so many people in that battle. Yeah. They better pay them.
Yeah.
Regardless. Okay, so you washed up. You're gonna try to find the boat. You're gonna try to go to Patchwood. What's your goal?
Sailors and boats. What do you think?
Yeah, let's go to the boat.
Okay.
I will say y'all still don't know that I'm captured. You just think that I'm
That's true. You don't know where Tilly is right now.
So I think
you think I'm gonna catch up.
She thinks she's gonna catch up, or she's back in Patchwood.
Yeah. So I think Greta will just be like, okay, let's go to the boat. Hopefully we'll be able to find Tilly there and everything will be okay.
Okay. So you guys head over to the boat. It's going to take a little bit to get over there, but that's okay. And then... it's fine. We're destroying the area for now. Okay. So you head on over to the boat. I'm just loading up some stat blocks real fast. Hello. And, okay, so you get to the boat, and it is apparently completely abandoned.
Oh.
No.
I know! I said apparently!
Oh!
Wait. What is the... Is it...
The boat?
No, the... Carol.
Carol.
So Red Clark calls him and goes, Carol!
Carol like staggers up to the top holding like a thing of rum. Hey, you guys are Red Claw! Hey, it's old Captain. I got a new captain now. How's it going? You guys just left me here.
Red Claw is just like, it's like Super Sun. Like, what do you mean a new captain? And then just like Red Claw runs over and gives Carol a hug. Like,
aww.
And then grabs the rum and takes it away from her. This is my secret stash.
Oh, this is my boat.
That's true. Tilly's secret stash.
She's drunk. She's not going to know.
Okay. All right, Greta, what are you doing?
Greta's kind of just keeping an eye out for Tilly. She's like hoping that she'll be able to be there soon. So she's kind of just keeping it like a distance from both of them. And she's just kind of keeping her eye on the horizon, just seeing if Tilly will come.
Okay, no sign of anything but wisps of smoke.
Okay. Red Claw asks Carol, have you seen Tilly?
I haven't seen anybody in like days. I ran out of food, so I've just been drinking.
She can go with the town. Let's
get you some food. Yeah. Can't you got some cash?
Yeah, we got the silver from the badgers.
Yeah. All right, so you guys heading to Patchwood?
Yeah, with Carol.
Okay. So, like, half a day's journey later, you arrive in Patchwood, or what used to be Patchwood. I'm just going to be frank with you guys. There's basically nothing left.
Oh!
Like, everything's been razed to the ground. Like, they basically, like, just burnt the city to the ground. There's just, like, bodies everywhere, and, like, it's a whole disaster. You see, like, the ruins of, like, the blacksmith shop, and all the different, like... Just everything's gone.
I want Greta to kind of like, just kind of, she walks into town, sees literally everything in chaos, and she just kind of falls to her knees, and she's like, oh no. What's happened?
Red Claw takes off his hat and bows his head. Just solemnly. It's like, there's nothing here, kid. All
right. There. And Carol's just kind of like, just trying to figure out what the heck happened, because she was like, "Hey, sweet, I'm gonna go out of town," and then just nope, no town, just ashes.
And death.
Yeah, like the Marcusade basically just razed the town to the ground. So I'm just gonna put like a little X over here.
Oh no.
In my full defense,
I tried so hard. No, you did.
You
great.
Tried.
You did great.
And they did a good job. You can see that some of the bodies are Marcusade soldiers, but yeah, they just like took it over and then just destroyed it. Unfortunately, if you think about it, they're probably heading to Penske Haven next.
What? Wait.
Oh, Penske Haven.
Because you guys said the Badgers probably went to a Penske Haven.
Okay, I think
I have no friends in Penske Haven.
That's true.
I think I'm gonna have Greta just basically, she's just going to see this thing. She's like, okay, well, clearly there's nothing we can do now. We might as well see if we can find Tilly anywhere. Where's the closest town to here?
Closest town by path is probably Limberley, which is a Marcusade town. Yeah.
Yeah. Red Claw puts his hat back on. It's like, this is too far even for their standards. Slams his like foot on the ground. Kid, you want to go on a rescue mission? She still has. So Tilly still has a sword. They're not gonna kill her.
Yeah, Tilly still has a sword.
Yeah.
And it was attempting to do a deception that Tilly is in fact the one in charge of the. Hang on a second. All right, so you guys are in Patchwood,
yeah.
Or what's left of it.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the plan? Where are you going to go next?
So Red Claw stomps his foot a little bit. He's like, this is enough. So the Marcusades came to me with an offer. Give him the sword of Bronwyn, they'll release Jimmy.
And who's Jimmy?
It's the gecko that you guys so rudely attacked earlier.
Oh, we killed
Excuse
him.
Me.
He survived.
He attacked us.
He barely survived statistically.
Well,
yeah,
I
couldn't think of a name, okay?
Well, guys, I'm like, well, Jimmy has no significance to me, and I don't see the point in doing that.
And Tilly has no significance to me, but she's probably a nice trap. Face it, kid. If you know how to use that slingshot, you better use it, because otherwise Tilly is dead.
Well, why should I listen to you, then? Okay, you've done nothing but good, nothing but bad to me. Why should I listen?
Fair enough. Carol, let's go.
All right.
Carol starts heading towards
us. Carol, come save me.
We're going to go find Jimmy. Up to you, kid. There's nothing here for miles. But come with us. See if you get a chance to rescue your oh-so-precious friend. Redeem yourself a little bit.
Ooh, redeem yourself a little bit.
Ooh. You make a fair point, but every time I go anywhere, anytime, someone ends up dead, no matter what I do. So why do you want me to come along?
You can't blame yourself for what happened in, was it Flat Home? In Flat Home.
Yeah.
The greedy Marcuses. They did all of that.
Jared, it sounds like you are pleading with the PC. A move that we don't use very often.
Okay.
If we want to use it, but you can only use once per session, basically, if she agrees with you, she gets a clear and exhaustion.
Oh.
No rolling.
Okay. Do I have to roll?
No.
No
rolling.
She just gets to agree.
All she has to do is agree and gets it. If not, then it's okay.
You see, you make a fair point, but the thing is that every time that I do anything, someone I know love dies. You don't know it, but there was one we had with us. He was like a brother to me, and he sacrificed himself for me, and I can't let that happen again.
Well, you could live with that for the rest of your life, or try and move forward and forget about that. Because if you just own up to it now and just realize that you can do better, you might have a chance of making a difference. If not, their blood is on your hands, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay!
I regret it. Kind of just, like, stare at the ground and just, okay, fine. Make a 4-point, I'll come.
Atta girl! Slaps her. Slaps her in the back really hard.
Oh!
I was trying to figure out why this recording's so low for a little bit. Then I realized that when I plugged it back in, it reset the directional, not radial. You can still hear you guys, and you're just going to be quieter.
Okay.
I fixed it, though. We're all good.
Just secret talking. I don't know what you are.
Such dramatic dialogue. Anyway. All right, so you guys have an ice wrap?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. That's character development.
Yeah.
Yes.
You had an ice wrap?
Yeah.
Okay. So while you guys are heading to ice wrap, we're going to cut over to Tilly.
Yes,
so Tilly is it's gonna take you guys a few days to get to Ice Trap, and it's gonna probably take some supplies. You might need to
Can we stop at an inn or something to clear off a little bit of exhaustion?
You
yes,
can also
please.
Try foraging in the woods.
My Greta does know trees well, so
let's go through the woods.
Okay.
It'll be faster.
Alright, so you guys are gonna be traveling through the woods. Let me I just paused it for a second while I look for the travel moves. Okay, so that wouldn't clear exhaustion. It would just restore depletion.
To start forge.
Yeah. If you travel across a path, you cleared. So when you travel through the woods, you restore depletion sometimes and then take exhaustion. If you travel along the path, you restore exhaustion and clear depletion.
How much longer would it be to take it through the path?
Well, since it would have to go here and then here, it's going to take...
You'd have to go back to Limberley.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you weren't at Limberley, you went to Flat Home, that's right.
So you have to sneak through Limberley and then make it to Ice Trap.
Mm-hmm. Because my exhaustion is...
Mine is low, too.
He's at max.
All right.
Can they just set up camp for a night? Does that count
first? I'll let you guys clear one exhaustion if you set up camp for the night.
Yeah.
All right, then I think it's... I think Greta will find a nice tree that she knows will be thing that has a hole in it, and then she'll be like, okay, this tree works.
Okay. All right.
Four nat 20s in a row.
Wow.
Okay, so in that case, you guys can rest up a bit. We're gonna actually, again, we're gonna cut over to Tilly to show what Tilly's been up to. So Tilly is currently, you are in a dungeon, unsurprisingly, an ice trap. You have lost all of your equipment currently.
I stole my hat.
No.
No.
All the greatest injustice.
All of your equipment has been stashed away for now.
And I'm assuming I'm pretty beaten up.
You're pretty beaten up. Okay. And as, basically you wake up as like you feel people like putting bandages on you.
What? What's going on? I'm going to try to like get away from them.
All right. It's just a bunch of like people that like, kind of scurry back. And one of them like, hey, hey, it's okay. It's okay. We're just here to help.
What species are these people?
There are a few different species, some of which are a little bit hard to tell because it's kind of dark.
Okay. Where am I?
So the one that talked kind of leaned over and is like, you're in a prison, an ice trap owned by the Marcusade.
Okay.
She says, all of us are being held here as political prisoners. Ooh. She says, my name's Lila.
Hi, Lila. I'm Tilly.
She like kind of nods and goes, all right. Says, so what are, I want to think, what's less cliche than what are you in for? I guess like, who do you work for?
What master do you serve?
Oh, no, sorry. Actually, so there's a wolf in the room and he goes, who do you work for? And Lila's like, hey, we're all on the same side right now.
I work for myself. Thank you. I'm a captain. Captain Tilly.
And Lila, like, kind of apologizes and is like, sorry about Brody over there. He's very passionate about the Alliance cause.
Oh. The Alliance, they're good people.
I know we're not all good, but we do our best sometimes.
I've had some run-ins.
Mm-hmm. So she kind of, like, introduces around the room. There are five other people in the room. There is the wolf, Brody.
Hold on, I'm writing these down because I'm definitely doing other names. All right. I hate not taking notes.
Okay, so there's like five people in the room besides you. So there's a wolf named wait, you got it or?
All right. Wolf is Brody.
He's part of the Alliance. The fox is Lila. She's also part of the Alliance. And then there is a ferret named Ash. He's a pretty quiet one. He's just kind of like heavily bandaged. He's probably the most beat up of any of them. There is a chickadee named Min, who is very cranky and very small.
Min.
And both of them are Irie. And then the last one in the room is a gecko.
Oh no.
He's also a big quiet one. He's also a bit beat up. He's missing a tail, but it's starting to grow back.
I'm gonna look at the gecko and be like, not to talk about it.
he kind of looks at you and he's like,
Karen says hi.
Who's Karen?
Oh, maybe it's not. Wait, what's her name? Carol! There's a reason I have to write down names.
He goes, oh good, Carol's live.
Carol and I became real good friends. I'm sorry.
He goes, it's just part of the job.
Yeah, you're right. So, what are you guys all here for? I mean, I know what I did, but...
Basically, they explain that all of them are, like, parts of groups that got captured by the Marcusade. They're, like, leaders of different, like, troops. Mm. So, like, Hang on, I didn't come up with that. So Brody and Lila were for the Alliance. They yes. were working in form Alliance cells across the western part of the map, and they were captured.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, I don't know if you remember Lila from back in the first session.
I know he smirked at you guys, and I was like, oh, Lila must
I
be
I don't remember
center.
Lila.
Lila was in the first session. You were not there yet.
Yeah. I don't remember Lila.
Yeah. She's the one that gave you the mission.
She's the one that didn't trust me? Because... Oh! I came with all these things.
I mean, I just thought of that.
She attempted to do better and then got captured. Also, weird that we have a Lila and a Delilah. That's because I didn't think of this. Then the Chickadee Min was a spy. Like just like working with various groups in order to like try to investigate. I didn't think of a backstory for the ferret.
Yeah.
And then the gecko, you know how the gecko got there.
Yeah.
You at least say 50% or more volunteers.
I'm gonna look around and did anyone else get brought in with me? I'm asking.
Oh, okay. So they kind of like look around and go, only you're the only one put in this cell. If there's anybody else, then I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out any. I'm sure you guys don't know, but any news of what happened with Patchwood?
Lila kind of looks over at Brody awkwardly and is like, last we heard, Patchwood was burnt to the ground. The Marcusade guards seem pretty proud of it, honestly.
Bring one of them. Okay. How long have you guys been here?
They think about it, they go, okay. Checking, like, Lyle and Brody have been in there for a few weeks. Min's been there for about a month. And then... Jimmy and Ash the ferret have been there for like 6 months.
I figured Jimmy was there the whole time.
Jimmy's been there for a while.
He's like, I've been here since I last saw you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think at this point in time, I'm gonna realize all my stuff is gone. I'm gonna be like, oh, of course. Why would I assume that I have my things?
Wait, hang on a sec.
Yeah. Okay, fix it. Not a lot of technical difficulties this session, oh boy. Anyway.
I'm just gonna be... I was gonna just take in this situation, try to figure out what to do at this point. What kind of cell area are we in?
It's just kind of like, probably about the size of the room that we're in. It's just kind of like... wide.
Is it stone, metal?
It is stone. It's got like some metal bars, like a grate almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of blocking the front off. And there's like a hallway behind it. It's just like a standard jail cell kind of looking thing. They aren't super creative in the market state. Actually, no, that's a lie. They invent stuff. This is not.
They don't care about prison. Their dungeons.
They probably co-opted it from whoever they stole this town from.
That's true. Do you know what they want from us? I mean, I think I know what they want from me.
Largely information or political collateral.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just good to execute an enemy leader in order to boost morale.
See, but I'm not a leader of any enemies. I don't stand with any front. But I made myself... Okay. I don't really know what else to ask these people.
Alright. Sorry, I'm making a note. There we go. And they... I just thought it was really funny. Alright, so...
we're all checking our phones just like, is he messaging?
Yeah, I know, I was like, let me just grab this.
I thought it was really funny. Anyway, so...
I didn't have it on me. I had to make sure I have it by me.
They are all...
So they all just kind of like there, and they're like, we've been trying to figure out a way to escape, but it's really difficult without, like, you know, a good plan.
She's gonna like sigh and be like, I have to think of another plan. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm gonna just look around and start thinking. I have a way to get out. I don't really know. How are the iron bars that handle the front, how are they, like... My question for you is there a key or some other way of locking this?
Yes, there's a key and another way.
And do the jail cells swing on a hinge in a way where, like, if we got enough leverage, we could lift them up, like in Pirates of the Caribbean?
I love that.
No.
Okay. Also, in other things I've seen.
It's like one of those sideways doors. You know, like a door.
They do that too. Have you ever seen? Oh, Ever After? No. Yeah, Ever After.
Yeah, Ever After.
No.
They lift up the jail. They lift do? Up the. Yep.
Yes, I will go down. These are like as the man who opened the door.
Anyways, so no, I can't do that.
No.
Okay.
They are pretty well cemented in.
Okay. How often do the guards come check on us?
There is like frequent guard patrols. There's always at least one station directly outside the door. And then they like rotate out like every gazunite.
Bless you.
Gazunite.
Oh, thank you.
And then they kind of rotate out every, I'm gonna say like 2 hours.
Okay, I'm gonna try to go talk to these guards. Let's say I'm gonna kinda like stand up, just kind of like, clearly still super weak, but I'm like, I'm a strong, I'm a captain, I can do this. And I'm going to just lean up against the wall and go, hey, what am I doing in here?
The guard is just kind of like, I'm not supposed to talk to the prisoners.
Oh man, do you do everything you're told to? Because that sounds like a really boring life.
Yeah.
Come on, have some excitement. I just want to have a conversation.
I'm really not supposed to. Captain Silas might get really mad at me.
Captain Silas? He sounds like a doofus.
I'm a really doofus. You just hear like a voice down the hall go, hey!
Is that you, Captain Silas?
like a calico cat in like nice armor comes over and it's just like talks to the guard and is like, I'll talk to you later. Alright, Rodin.
The guard says he's gonna talk to me later?
No, oh. Silas says he's gonna talk to the guard later.
I thought the guard was like, talk to you later, man. Does Silas rotate in?
Yeah, Silas rotates in because he is honorable and is like, I will take part of the shifts for stuff.
Hey, Silas. Yeah, I know your name now. What am I here for?
Silas kind of like turns over and is like, if I tell you, will you shut up?
Not likely.
Fine. Like, the superiors suspect that you know, they're trying to figure out why the heck you have a star steel sword on you?
Oh, the heirloom, of course. I know, I should have thought of that earlier.
Huh. He's like, frankly, I don't really care.
What's up with your life? What are you up to today?
He's like, man, I'm just... Why am I talking to you?
Because I'm really cool and I'm nicer than all your generals.
Silas has had a day. I'm seeing if this would activate any of the moves. You're not trying to persuade anybody. You're not trying to trick him. You're just trying to chat. Yeah, there's no real tension to this. Alright, he's just kind of like, I don't really...
I'm trying to see if I can weaken his guard enough to, like, get as much information out of him as I can. What? I'm offended.
No.
So, hang on. So this would be... Alright, so...
I mean, if you want me to pick one of these things, I can
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
It's up to... You're going to say things, and then I'll pick them if it fits what you're doing. I'm never going to make you, like, force you to pick something.
Oh, okay.
But the... Yeah, so he's just kind of, like, talking. He's like, I don't really... He kind of looks over, and he's like...
I mean, I'm not... What am I going to do?
I am so tired of working here.
Tell me about it. Like, come on. You got to vent to someone, right?
It's like,
I got nothing better to do. I'm stuck in a cage with
like
these really other really cool people.
He kind of just like turns to you and he goes, "This is not the Marcus Aid I signed up for."
Oh. I mean, I don't sign up for Marcus Aid things, but like, I've heard that they're good to their people.
He goes, "Yeah, they were, and we're really good at bringing like industry to this land, but he's like, they've just." Ever since the Duke took over, it's just...
One-Eyed like... Duke? Oh, I haven't met him. Just kidding. I don't know who that is. I was not present for the death.
That's true.
I was like, just kidding. I don't know him.
Yeah, he's... Ever since the Duke decided to, like, take over, it's just like... They reward cruelty.
Ooh,
and
Duke.
It's just... He's like, I shouldn't even be talking about...
Wait, this. Which Duke?
The Duke Flynn? He's like a distant nephew to the Marquis de Cat, so he's most like appointed by the Marquis in order to like run the affairs in the actual like country. Since you know the Marquis de Cat is not in this land, she's off somewhere else. He's just like
I wish I was off somewhere else, man.
He's like,
I
this is not the land I want to be in.
Dude, do you want to be part of my crew? I've got a boat. We could sail the world because I also don't like being here.
They will have my head if I do that.
Oh, I mean, you don't gotta let me out. I don't want you to do nothing. But I mean, just like, in the future, if you're looking for work, hit me up, you're pretty chill. Dude, I forgot the name of already because I didn't write it down.
I'm not gonna say it.
Reminds me of the interaction between
Silas,
you
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And like the other guard.
Tilly's far too comfortable being in a cage. She gets put in them a lot. I was gonna ask a question. So they reward cruelty, and I'm guessing that might be why you're down here guarding us and not up there running other things. You're not a cruel person. I can tell, Silas. I can tell. You're a nice person.
He's like, I try. Like, there was a... There's an operation. He's like, all I hear are, like, whispers of things. There's, like... The Marcus Aid's, like, switched a lot of their attention into dealing with vagabond groups.
Yeah.
Sometimes forcefully. They had
vagabonds.
I heard they had a deal with like the moles, and I don't know how that turned out.
I think I heard something. It was a while ago, right?
Yes, I have.
I think I heard something about an explosion.
Yes, I got no. I have no clue. I just heard about it recently.
Oh. Man, they're keeping you low down on... I mean, you're low on the information poll then. Yeah, I mean, I heard about that too. I heard they were forced stealing children from their homes and making them work.
They were what?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to be completely honest, because Silas, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think you're a good dude. They snatched one of my friends who's only 9 years old and took her to a cave and forced her to work along with all the other children from the town that they just destroyed. Right? It was Patchwood, right?
It was Patchwood.
Yeah!
He's like, what the heck?
Exactly, exactly. Okay, cool, Silas. I was right. You're a chill dude. This is a great talk.
He's like, I gotta stop. Like, if anybody else comes by and hears me talking about this stuff, I'm getting in big trouble.
Yeah, I don't want any... Silas, no harm shall come to you if and when we get out of here. Anyways, I'm gonna turn back to to all the other people.
They're all just staring at you like, what? Well, most of them. Like, you can't really, like...
The gecko
is, in fact, doing it, but, like, the wolf is unimpressed. Min, I guess, is doing it to the best of their ability. They got a beak. and you can't... the ferret is, like, completely covered in, like, bandages and is missing an arm.
Are they, like what, in confusion or what? And, like, how did you get him to talk?
What and how do you get them to talk?
Okay.
The ferret is inscrutable.
You just gotta be nice and treat people like people. I mean, really, though.
It's kind of like, all kind of like...
Huh. Okay,
The ferret just kind of like shakes his head and then just kind of like goes back over to the corner. And Min is just like, I'm going over there, too.
Not a stoat?
Shh. We don't have time to be racist towards the stoats.
Christ.
I couldn't remember the word stoat because I was going to say, I don't know, there's an explosion, something about a really cool stoat. I'm going to kind of wander over to the corner. I'm going to, far away from Silas, I don't want him involved in any of this stuff. He's going to get in trouble if he is. I'm going to be like, so, I mean, you said something about having a plan. Do you have a basis for anything at this point in time? I'm going to ask that to Lila because she seems to be.
Lila kind of like looks over and says, we had an idea.
It's always a good start.
So, if we were able... First step. We use the hacksaw to break open the bars.
Hacksaw? I feel like I'm missing a vital piece of information.
Okay, first step. Get a hacksaw.
So you have nothing.
No, they are kind of at a loss.
When do we get our, like, food rations?
They give it to you, like, twice a day, once at the beginning of the day and once at the end of the day.
Do you know? I'm gonna ask that, when was the last time you guys got your rations?
And like, looks over and goes, let's see.
Like, is it nighttime? We gotta wait a long time? Is it gonna come up?
Says, they was probably a few hours ago. You got delivered here around morning.
Okay, so we have potentially...
Speaking of which, you want some moldy bread?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Oh, and I like go to reach for my flask and it's gone and I'm like, no! sure, I'll have some moldy bread.
The ferret just like slides you over a plate of moldy bread. they just go like, Ash doesn't eat much.
Ash, are you good? Can you move your head at all?
Lila kind of explains that, they're not sure what the heck happened to Ash, but, like, something is wrong with his jaw.
Oh, poor thing.
So, he just kind of grunts.
My mind went to the fact that he's a fan and he's Ash. I was like, dude, what if it's Zachary and they just named him Ash?
That cruel, you guys.
Okay, I'm gonna start to just like try to hatch a plan to when they come in to give us our rations to see if we can either snatch a key or storm the gate. I don't know. A part of me wants to just wait and see what they want from me.
Okay, you can do that. I mean, it's gonna take them a little bit to get over there anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. Like, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna go to Silas. Hey, Silas! You don't have to look at me, you don't have to say anything, but like, maybe send word to some people that I'm awake so they can tell me why I'm here. Like, I'm sure they want to talk to me about things. I did give them a good fight, I did kill quite a few. I mean, I stood up for Patchwood. But like, pass that along, maybe. Okay, you're doing great, Silas, thanks, bye. So I go back over to my...
Silas, like, kind of nods and like pulls out a whistle and just blows it. And, like, another, like, guard comes over, and he's like, go send word to higher-ups that, the mouse... Mouse?
Jerboa, but yeah.
The Jerboa wants to talk.
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Jordan Marshall, Jared Jensen, Valerie Augustine, and Kelly Hamblin. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games. It can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!